News Talk 1620 WTAW. A few minutes, getting an update on what's happening in the College Station School District. Chuck Glenwinkle with us this afternoon, and been a lot of things going on.
Man, a whole lot of things going on. You know, I had the opportunity this morning, Bill, to go out to the Brazos County Expo Center, and the Chamber of Commerce was hosting their 15th annual Youth to Career Fair. And I don't know if you've heard anything about it, but it's a really cool deal where all the area 8th graders, and I'm talking College Station ISD, Bryan ISD, I think Hearn and Leon and Bremond and Iola, just a bunch of 8th graders. They come out to the Expo Center, and a bunch of local area businesses and business professional groups like the local CPA chapter and all that kind of stuff have booths set up, and the 8th graders get to go around and talk to all these local business professionals about their profession, and it just kind of gives them some different career pathways maybe to explore, especially heading into their high school year next year. So it's a really good deal that the Chamber of Commerce puts on, and it's really fun to watch those bright-eyed 8th graders walk around and see all the opportunities that are out there for them.
What else is going on in College Station ISD?
You remember that couple students and Bart Taylor that came in to visit with you about a month ago from the robotics team?
I was
going
to point that out, because not only did you send me the results, so did they.
Yeah, and they did a great job, as you would expect, judging by their interview. They ended up winning the whole competition, and they're advancing to the state competition in Dallas. I think it's November 9th and 10th, so coming up here in a couple weeks. Their robot performed second best out of all of the 20 teams that were there, but the competition is a little bit more than that. You know, they talked about this quite a bit, but the teams are judged on their effective use of the engineering process and their marketing strategy, and they create a marketing booth and give presentations and have to write and create an engineering notebook and all that stuff. But they ended up winning first place in the overall competition, so kudos to them. They're going to be heading to the state competition. But the other really cool thing about that is we had two other schools that placed in that competition. College Station Middle School placed third overall, and A&M Consolidated Middle School placed fourth overall out of the 20 teams that were there. So they did a really good job as well. And you know, there's, like I said, there's lots of extracurricular stuff going on. We had recently 42 College Station ISD students from both A&M Consolidated High School and College Station High School that were selected to perform in the Region 8 orchestra coming up here in a couple weeks in Waco. Both the marching bands both earned a Division I ranking in their respective competition. They're advancing to the regional competition. I think both of those competitions are this weekend. A&M Consolidated, of course, in the 5A competition, and College Station High School in the 3A competition. The sports teams are doing great. Both volleyball teams start the playoffs next week. I just got word a little bit ago that both College Station High School cross country teams, the boys and girls, won their district championship this morning with, you know, obviously just freshmen and sophomores on their team. And the A&M Consolidated High School cross country teams run in their district meet tomorrow. And the Tigers are playing great. So lots of extracurricular activities going on, and lots of kids going out and learning life lessons and learning how to compete and win with a good attitude.
Well, and another extracurricular shout-out, I received an email from the College Station High School Cougar Band that received a Division I rating at their regional marching contest in Waco this past Saturday, and they are advancing to the area competition this Saturday at Waxahachie.
Yeah, exactly, and that they're advancing, as well as the A&M Consolidated Band. Absolutely. Hey, you like hot rods, don't you?
Totally.
Well, there's a big car and truck show this Saturday at A&M Consolidated High School. The Young Farmers and the FFA at AMCHS has their annual car and truck show. It's from 10 to 1 in the parking lot at the high school. It's a family event. They've got all kind of stuff for kids to do. And lots of cool cars out there as well, and it's a lot of fun. I got to go last year, and if you're interested in showing off your car, I'm not going to bring mine out there because it's all dented up and whatnot, but if you want to show off your car, it's you can early register for $20 or register at 9 a.m. this Saturday morning for $25, and if you'd like to early register or get more information, you can send an email to yfcarshow@ymail.com. That's yfcarshow@ymail.com, and all those proceeds from that go to provide scholarships for College Station ISD students.
Have we got everything hit?
I think, actually, one more thing, if you don't mind. We've got our second of five early release days coming up next week, which would be Wednesday, October 31st on Halloween, so everybody can get an early start on trick-or-treating, I guess. But elementary schools will get out at 12:45. Intermediate, middle, and high schools will get out at 1:30. And the purpose of those early release days is to allow our teachers to do some structured staff development within their teams and within their whole campus. So it provides our teachers some time to plan and get things together.
Never a dull moment.
Absolutely not. Plenty going on. Hope to see you guys out at some of the events going on our campuses.
And if you need to get refreshed on the activities, where can they go online?
Well, you can go online to any of our campus websites, and you can get to those by going to www.csisd.org.
Very good. Chuck Unwinkle, College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.